New research out of Voyageurs National Park in far northern Minnesota challenges what many of us thought we knew about wolves. It turns out wolves don't just hunt deer and moose. Some of them also eat a lot of blueberries, and they even fish. Dan Crocker of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
In spring of 2017, University of Minnesota graduate researcher Tom Gable tromped for about an hour through thick, swampy woods to a site where a wolf he was tracking had been hanging out. And as he approached, he spotted it splashing in a creek, so he quickly hid behind some shrubs.
Luckily, the wind direction was just perfect that day, and the wolf had no idea I was there. And so it actually walked down the creek bank almost directly towards me and would stop every 10 meters or so and crunch on something and then just keep walking.
This was incredibly rare. Gable and his colleagues had been using GPS collars to track wolves in Voyageurs National Park since 2015, but he never got this close before, so he pulled out his iPhone and started filming.
Coming towards me right now. Has no idea I'm here.
The wolf walks just 20 feet from Gable and still doesn't see him.
Now it's feeding on a fish carcass.
Eventually, the wind shifts, the wolf sniffs the air and bolts into the trees, and Gable starts collecting evidence.
And in the creek bed, I could see wolf tracks just everywhere. And then I found fish scales scattered across the creek bank as well, and I started finding bits of like the suckers and northern pike that were there.
Scientists have long known that wolves on the Pacific coast hunt spawning salmon, but this was the first time researchers documented wolves eating freshwater fish to supplement their diet. Then this spring, they noticed wolves were back in the same spot, so they set up video cameras capturing footage of a wolf snatching a big fish out of the creek at night. But it doesn't just wolf it down. Instead, it carries the fish on shore and drops it, kind of like an angler putting a fish on a stringer. And then it returns to kill another one while the fishing is good.
And I'm guessing it learned, probably through trial and error, that it was a much more efficient strategy to kill the fish sort of in one bout and then spend your time eating them later.
Gable and his colleagues have made some other surprising discoveries. Wolves in Voyageurs National Park feast on a lot of blueberries in the summertime. They also eat a lot of beaver. But instead of chasing them, they lie in wait, sometimes for hours, to ambush them. Steve Windles, wildlife biologist at Voyageurs National Park, says the research confirms just how adaptable and opportunistic wolves are.
Wolves can be quite successful in pretty much any environment in North America.
A big remaining question is just how significant these food sources are. John Erb studies wolf behavior with the Minnesota DNR, which is not affiliated with this research.
It's just a question of, was it a nice extra meal, or does it have actual numeric influence on the wolf population or the pack?
Researchers plan to pursue some of those larger questions by placing GPS collars on more wolves next spring. For NPR News, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth, Minnesota.